every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love that God has for you. And we've covered a lot up to this point. So if I say anything today that kind of staggers your thinking, it's probably built on something that we've talked about before. So I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to the rest of these messages, everything that builds up to this point. I also encourage you to go there and sign up for our daily devotional. It's absolutely free, where it will increase your ability to get established in knowing and believing that God's love for you. Now, in particular, we've been talking about seeing God personally loving you, because, again, there is a difference between knowing about the love of God and actually believing the love of God. And our partners have made it possible for you to have these materials absolutely free. So we strongly encourage you to go and take advantage of those things. So now we've begun to talk about, we saw about how you could expect Jesus to treat you if you had fallen in sin. But we want to talk about now the way that he wants to treat you on an overall basis. And that is the fact that God desires to be kind to you. Now, again, I covered a lot of this last week, but I just want to hit some high points before we look at this. And I want to establish this clearly, that God wants to be kind to you. And we're here in Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 6, and it says, and he raised, and you'll have to go back and get this in context, because I've preached this before, I'm not going down through all of the scriptures. It says, and raised, in talking about in Jesus, that he raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus, God desires to be kind to you. He wants to be kind to you. Here we also looked at Isaiah chapter 54. And it says this, it says in verse 9, it says, for this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed from you, says the Lord who has mercy on you. You who were once afflicted. Now notice there again that his kindness will not depart from us. He desires to be kind, and it shows what he's going to do in this kindness. It says, oh, you afflicted one, tossed with the tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems. I will lay your foundations with sapphires. I'll make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All of your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. No weapon, verse 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. And this is their heritage as servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. And that is all coming out of God, this kindness that it says, that the mountains shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. See, the Lord, and remember in verse 18, he says, with a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. God desires to be kind to you. That's what he wants. That's what he desires. God wants to be kind to you, and he wants to be kind to you today. Now, the question becomes is, okay, great. If God wants to be kind to me, what does God being kind to me look like? Because I don't want to talk about it as a concept. I want you to actually, because if you should be expecting God to be kind. When you pray and you ask the Lord for things, when you go before the Lord, you should expect kindness from him. You should expect him to be good to you, to be kind to you, that to have this kindness that never departs from you. But what does that look like? Fortunately, we have an example of this. And if you'll go with me to 2 Samuel chapter 9, I believe, and we're going to be in verse 1, we're going to see an example of God's kindness. Now, we're not going to get all the way through it today, so you're going to have to listen to this several times. But I want you to see this. This is in 2 Samuel, again, 9, verse 1. Now David said, "Is there still anyone left in the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Okay, and now you kind of got to get a picture of what's happened, okay, and what's going on. David is now king, and he's been consolidating the kingdoms. Now, he didn't just jump right into being a king, right, because he was a shepherd boy, and then he served Saul, spent a little time as a mercenary, and then eventually became king. Now, when he was serving Saul, he met Saul's son, Jonathan. And he and Jonathan became close, very close. It says that he loved him as his own soul. And when this happened, they made a covenant together. They swore in blood, and they exchanged weapons. And to the point that Jonathan actually said that, I see that the Lord is with you, and he's no longer with my daddy, and that you are going to end up becoming king. And when you do, I want you to remember me, and I want you to remember my children. And so David agreed, and they made this covenant, okay? But then what happens is Saul just kind of goes off his nut and decides to want to kill David. Well, even in that, Saul or Jonathan protects David. And this, honestly, this is just kind of a little bit of a side journey here, but have you ever heard the expression about, well, blood is thicker than water, right? And honestly, most people have no understanding of what that actually means. We use it when we say blood is thicker than water. It's like, I'm kin to you, so people say, well, that's his brother. I mean, yeah, everything might be bad, but remember, blood is thicker than water. And that's actually the exact opposite of what it means. It's actually a covenant term that means literally that the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of our mother's womb. In other words, even if you had a flesh and blood brother and that you shared the same water of your mother's womb, once covenant is cut and blood is shed, the blood of that covenant is thicker than the water of the womb that you shared with your natural brother, and that you will hold to the blood of the covenant more than you do to the water of the womb. Okay? In other words, you will be more loyal to a person that you're in covenant with than when your own kin folks. And Jonathan demonstrated that by being loyal to David more than loyal to his father. Now, but what happens is Saul, because he betrays God, ends up blowing it, ends up making some, and ends up having the kingdom torn from him. And he goes out to battle, and not only does he die, but unfortunately, also so does Jonathan. And it was a sorrowful thing for David. And so now what's happened is that David has become king. And I'm oversimplifying this, to be honest. But David has become king, and in becoming king, right, he has been putting everything together, and now he gets a little bit of a break. And the first thing that David wants to do is show kindness for Jonathan's sake. And this kindness is the kindness that comes out of covenant. And we're going to see here probably tomorrow that he learned this kindness from God. But I do think it's important right now that we remember something about David at this moment. David is the most powerful man on the face of the earth. Nobody makes David do anything. You can't show up at David's throne room and say, hey, you're going to have to do this, because nobody makes David do anything. David has mighty men. Just one of his mighty men can wipe out 300 without a sweat. They are known. There's even archaeological evidence about that back when David was a mercenary, that if you got what they called the red-headed devil and his mighty men, that you would not lose a battle. So again, I think it's important to realize this is not anybody showing up at the throne room demanding from David that you fulfill this covenant. No, this is David wanting to do this. This is David being compelled by his love for Jonathan and his desire to do this, his desire to show kindness for Jonathan's sake. Okay? He wants to do it. Nobody can make him do it. He wants to do this. So he said, "Is there anyone who is left in the house of Saul that I might show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David the king, David the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "At your service." And this is where we're going to pick up starting tomorrow. The king said, "David, is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" Okay, so now David is laying it down. What I'm about to do, this thing that I'm about to demonstrate, I learned from God. I'm showing kindness. Yes, nobody's making me to the house of Jonathan. But this kindness that I'm about to show is the kindness of God. This is what God does when He is kind. And we're going to pick up there tomorrow. But it's going to be important that you get this, because we're going to get a chance to see from a man after God's own heart, what does the kindness of God look like in manifestation? And this is what you can expect in your life. See, this is the reason you should turn your life over to Jesus. Because He's not wanting to beat up on you. He's not wanting to treat you like His toy. He's not wanting to take from you. He's wanting to be kind to you. And we're about to see how this kindness from God will change your life forever. Please stay tuned and listen to Michael for these important opportunity to receive Jesus. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that You are alive and that You love me, and that You gave Your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, You are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give You my old life while I accept Your life. I also make You my Lord. I commit to do what You say, with the understanding that You will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather You lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said You would. Father, thank You for giving Your Son and making this provision for me, so that now I can actually call You Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, "I have been saved," to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western